views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Charlene Hess Show, living on your heart's edge on TransformationTalkRadio.com. In each episode, Charlene empowers you to shed the layers of your ego that hold you back and to connect more deeply to your true self. You will hear real, raw, and inspiring stories of people just like you who are letting go of fear to follow their heart's calling. Finally, the inspiration you've been waiting for to step out of fear and into your knowing. Get ready to feel empowered to live from your heart and follow that dream inside of you. Discover how to live on your heart's edge. The world is waiting for you to shine your light and share your gift. Now here's your host.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge. I am really excited about today's show. Today's topic is going to be about living on your heart's edge while traveling. So last show, we talked about living on your heart's edge and what does it mean to live on your heart's edge? It's about really having that deep inner connection with yourself so that you can hear what it is that your heart is calling for. It's really about stepping out of your fear, out of the hesitations, out of the things that hold you back from listening to that heart's calling and stepping into your knowing and trusting that exactly what your heart is asking for is exactly what you need at that given moment. And today we're talking about doing that while traveling. And traveling is really hard for a lot of people. And being able to travel with an open heart and an open itinerary takes a lot of courage. And so today I'm bringing on two really special guests who really have embodied that. When I went on my first trip where I attempted to do this, I was really encouraged by Mark Fleeg. He is my friend from the EOL community. And he was sharing with me about his trip of going to Vietnam and that all he had was his first night stay and his airline ticket. And that was it. And the thought of it was like, what? Like, but where are you going to stay and what are you going to do? And what about all the things that can happen? And I know that when I went to Europe last year, I had my first taste of being able to do that, of having a little bit of a schedule, but feeling really nervous and a little bit crazy when I didn't know where I was going to go. And so after I talked with Mark and he shared with me about his experience in Vietnam, which he's going to be coming on the show today and experiencing some of his stories with you too, I chose to take a trip to LA when I went to my Evolving Out Loud event at the Dolby Theater to hear Kyle Cease. And I had my first four nights during the event scheduled. And after that, I had a rental car. And so I just trusted because I thought, okay, I know that my heart is calling for me to be able to have this experience of being able to travel and open myself up to see what is going to show up. If I had had it all planned out, then a lot of the amazing experiences and opportunities that I had would not have happened. And so I am going to be bringing Mark on and having him share about his experience of when he went to Vietnam. And how he learned to travel with an open heart and an open itinerary and what it has created for him and how what it has opened up for him. And so before I go any further, I would love to bring Mark on and share with you. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks so much. So Mark, I don't know if you know that your trip was, when you shared your trip with me about Vietnam, was what inspired me to be able to take my little version of that and go to the Dolby without a concrete plan.
I was not. That's very flattering.
So tell us a little bit about you. Tell us a little bit about how you have traveled in the past and what it was about this specific trip to Vietnam that you chose to travel in a new way of with an open heart and an open itinerary.
Sure. So I'm a visual effects artist for video games by trade. And on the weekends or my free time, I love bringing people together. I love connecting people. And I host a lot of trips, whether they're weekend adventures or we'll plan greater excursions, we'll travel together. I had never done something by myself. So last year, I had made it a focus to, my intention for last year was all about travel. And so I went on all these amazing trips around the world. I went to Greece, and Tanzania, and Dubai, and Cuba with my friends. But I had never done an international solo trip before. So I had a friend living in Cambodia who had suggested that we meet up. And so I said, that sounds pretty light. Let's entertain that. And I figured Vietnam was right next door, and I kind of had this calling to go there. And so 3 weeks before my trip, I bought a ticket. The price was right. And I bought a ticket for 3 weeks. As you'd mentioned, I didn't even have a place to stay until I booked it as I was flying over there. And of course, there was this, oh crap, what am I doing moment where I actually had a panic attack on the plane because it just finally sank in because everyone was asking, like, what are you going to do? What's your itinerary? I was like, I don't know. Like, we're just going to see what happens. And then I realized when I was sitting in the big metal can going in through the sky to this place, like, oh, actually, this is for real. What am I going to do? And so I found this lovely little hotel in downtown Hanoi, which ended up being home base for a week, one of the 3 weeks I was there. And it was the most freeing thing in the world. And the other thing about it was my first international solo trip. It was my first trip without an itinerary. It was the first trip where I limited myself to just a backpack. So I had a 35-liter backpack, and whatever fit in there is what fit in there.
And that was for 3 weeks?
Yes.
That's amazing.
The cool thing about that is it's incredibly freeing because, as you'd mentioned, so many people are intimidated by travel and they see it as this stressful thing, but it doesn't have to be. It's the way in which it's been constructed and sold to us, where you have all this baggage, both internally and externally with you, is totally stressful because you're having to navigate through all of that stuff. Again, both inside your head and you've got all this stuff externally. You've got to wind around everyone else who has their baggage as well. That's a lot to navigate. So the more you can slim down and let go of those things internally and then release all your baggage externally, the more freedom you have to move around, especially in a place like Vietnam, where public transportation is readily available, but it's not necessarily the most convenient, the more burdened you are by things.
Right, right.
So a perfect example, they have these sleeper buses, and you put all your stuff underneath, minus some valuables that just in case something happens, you keep on your person. But the more of that you have, the more chance things are going to, like something could happen, or that you've got all that energy you're pouring into this thing that you have to lug around with you. So the fewer things you have with you, the less energy you have to pour into them, and the easier it is to maintain them. Because the thing a lot of people don't mention or think about is wherever you're traveling in life, chances are pretty good that people already live there. They have to deal with the same thing that you have to do where you live, that they have daily necessities and commodities that they also go to those stores and purchase, you can also purchase. And so a lot of the things we think we need for the worst case scenario aren't actually that big of a deal.
Right.
So I always tell people, if you can pack for 3 days, you can pack for 30. You're basically at that point packing the same amount of stuff. You're going to need a little more space for more clothing options, but you have ways in which you can clean those clothes just as you do at home. And so, yeah, it's been this great freeing opportunity for me because now a weekend getaway somewhere, whether it's across the border or down the street, it was already kind of easy at home, but it's shown me that that's easy wherever I go. The biggest holdup is, do I have the days off to go on these adventures? And things like visas, like, hey, how much time do I have to prepare for this thing? So, for example, I actually just booked a ticket to Thailand in 6 weeks. So I'm giving myself a little more time. I'm only going for 9 days, but 9's plenty for me because I know that whatever I experience there, it's going to be amazing. And I'm going to run into incredible people along the way. So the great thing about going solo to Vietnam and then later to Cambodia was that because I was by myself, I was more open. I had created the space for people to enter my life. And I love to talk and connect with people. So I had all these amazing connections. And it's funny because there was, so I had this rule. If I ran into anybody twice, we had to take a selfie.
Oh, that's a great idea.
It was just this little neat way to keep track of everyone. And because my second day there, I booked a trip to Ha Long Bay on this party cruise. Not because I wanted to party necessarily, but I just figured there were people more my age and more open to just hanging out and connecting.
Mark, can I interrupt you really quick?
Absolutely.
So this is something that you didn't know about beforehand. This is while you're there, while you're traveling.
Yeah.
So tell the listeners. So I know that for me in the past, the way that I have traveled in the past, it was very much about having everything all set ahead. So you know where you're going to stay, you know what tours are available, you know what things are going on. And for me in the past, that would give me a sense of security. So if I knew that there was something that I could look forward to doing, then I would have a sense of, okay, I know that this is something that I'm going to be doing, because I think that a lot of times we have this, FOMO, FOMO, fear of missing out. And so if you don't book the tours in advance, and if you don't book the excursions way in advance, there's this idea that it's going to cost way more, it's going to already be booked, or you're going to miss the thing that you're supposed to do when you go there. So how did you go about doing that, booking these different things or events that you did? Was language a barrier? Like how did you do that?
Sure. So I'm very present focused. And if I can't get into something, I just figure there's something better that I'm supposed to be at. And for me, it was just a matter of like, I got there, I walked around. I was fortunate enough, the first night that I was there, the Vietnamese had just won this huge soccer match. They made it to the semifinals for the first time in like 30, 40 years. So there was this huge parade and this big celebration. And that was totally unplanned on my part, but it was exactly where I needed to be. And it was just this beautiful thing. And so there's all these opportunities, because the counter argument to providing the safety net for yourself and trying to pre-plan everything is it doesn't let you be present and it doesn't give you the opportunity to go try something different. For me, it's a lot more important for me to immerse myself wherever I'm at, get a feel for things, talk to people, get their sense of what's the best thing to do. So a lot of what I used to plan my excursions there were based off of just the energy from people I had talked to. And it's like, if somebody felt light and they felt like they were coming from their heart, I would totally go do the thing they asked me to and they entertained me. If not, I just passed it aside and waited for something better to come along. Or the other thing was just listening to other travelers there. What was great for them? What really felt like they had invested their money well or their time well, which is way more important. The money will always be there, but your time is so cherished.
Oh, that's so true. That reminds me of something that you had said to me when you were sharing about your experience. And you said, there's a difference between being a tourist and being a traveler.
Absolutely.
And I think that that was something that really hit me. And I think that being planned way in advance and having it all planned and scheduled, then you, like you said, you're not present. And I think that's when you become more of the tourist. Whereas when you are able to be present and be in the moment, that is when you enter into the realm of being a traveler. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I would love to have you tell us a little bit more about that experience of the difference between being a tourist and a traveler.
Sounds good.
Thanks. We'll be right back.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health, Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot, metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Are you ready to attract abundance, release stress, look and feel younger, all from your smartphone? Get Pure Light, a free mobile app with audios that transmit powerful frequencies to shift anything in your life. Created by some of the world's top energy healers, these audios have created miracles, often quickly. Enjoy the latest in conscious technology and download Pure Light today. To find out more, visit PureLightAudio.com.
Charlene Hess is a redheaded powerhouse of energy, love, and light. As a hairstylist, personal trainer, and life coach, she empowers people to develop a deeper connection with themselves mentally, emotionally, and physically. Join Charlene the third Friday of each month on The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Get ready to experience your highest self, find your purpose, and discover your calling. You too can become unstoppable, shining your light and sharing your gift. Visit Charlene at CharleneHess.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge. And today we are talking about traveling with an open heart and an open itinerary. We have been listening to Mark Fleeg share his story about going to Cambodia and Vietnam. And before we left for break, we were talking about the difference of what does it mean, the difference to be a tourist versus a traveler. Mark, could you share a little bit more with us about that?
Absolutely. So for me, the biggest difference is a traveler is someone who's a sponge. They're receptive to whatever's around them and just lives for the here and now, because all we have is here and now. Mm-hmm. And it's not so much, the world isn't black and white. You can, by all means, if you have something you absolutely want to see, put that thing on your calendar. Say, this is the thing I want to go see. But it's also leaving room for you to just kind of go with the flow and see what calls to you in the moment. If you overburden your schedule with a full lineup of things to go check off your list, you're actually doing yourself a disservice because you're not actually giving yourself time to be receptive to whatever is going on around you. And on top of that, it's kind of like work. For me, the whole purpose of vacation is to vacate and to experience what's around me. Mm. If I'm so focused on the destination rather than the journey, I don't have time. It's the same thing. We see it in the mountains all the time. Avid climber, you get people with summit fever where they're so focused on the peak. If they don't make it, their whole day is a wash. Mm-hmm. They don't really appreciate the little flowers and the bees and the views along the way because they're so fixated on just that little checkbox for themselves. Mm. In the same vein, a tourist is so concerned. It's like, I did that too. It's like, it's almost like a badge of honor. Like, yeah, I checked that off. Like, yeah, but did you have, like, for me, some of the coolest experiences were like my last day in Vietnam was just kind of wandering down the streets because I had just that awkward length of time where I couldn't go out and do something for the day, but I didn't want to sit at the airport for 4 hours either. So I just went walking for 5 or 6 miles, ended up walking to this little market in the daytime, and there's drizzling, which was great reprieve after being in 90 degree Cambodia for a week. And this market, I'm 6'2", and the little awnings were right at my chest level. So and it's nothing but ladies and kids. So everyone's just laughing as this giant of a man is hunched over trying to navigate his way through this thing. Like, who in the hell are you? And it was, I don't know, it was such a cool moment because I had some lady come over and she brought me these fresh flowers. He like, smell my flowers. And she wasn't even trying to sell them to me. She just asked for some photos with me. And so there's a photo of me in this small little bush, which to them is kind of like a full grown tree, hunched underneath this awning. But yeah, it's just being receptive to that in those little moments. And for me, I'm very fortunate. I love to learn. And I also pick up things really fast. So for me, I always try to be receptive of the culture wherever I'm at. Truly immerse myself. And again, because part of that whole releasing your baggage is letting go of all the things back home of how you perceive the world as it is. Because that's just how it is in your little neck of the woods. But there's so much beauty out there to be explored and indulged in other places as well. Mm-hmm. So I hit it off really well with the night receptionist at this hotel I was staying at in Hanoi. And she was just finishing college. And so she had a beautiful English vocabulary. But there was a few sayings that she was kind of stuck on. She didn't quite understand. And for me, whenever I go somewhere, I love learning the language because it really shows that you truly care and that you want to learn and that you are receptive. And it opens so many more doors for you when people see that you're trying, that you're making an effort, that you want to learn more.
Right.
And so I also had incredible jet lag and I wasn't powerlifting. So I had a lot more energy. And so we'd stay up until 3 or 4 in the morning every day. And she teach me Vietnamese to the point where I had the conversational language down fairly well by the end of this week. And the cool thing with that is there's this lady, Leanne, who worked her travel company out of the hotel lobby. And she absolutely adores anyone who loves her culture or her people or try to invest in them rather than just coming and saying, what can you do for me? It's like, what can I receive from this? How can you give to me and show me how your people live?
Okay, right.
And so we developed this awesome rapport, and she gave me the hookup with some of the best places. Like she told me, she's like, I love people who love my country. Whatever you need, I'm here to take care of you. And it was this great friendship because she was able to teach me more, and I was totally receptive to that. And she opened doors I otherwise wouldn't have been able to experience. Like, for example, she booked this tour for me up to Sapa, which is the mountain steps, the rice paddy farms with the steps into the mountainside. And it's got the big foggy clouds that come in, and then they open up every day and reveal the awesome countryside that spans for hundreds of miles. And she set me up with this homestay there with these people who had just built this brand new McMansion out in the middle of Sapa, Vietnam. So usually most of the places are these little shacks and everything. And I was all prepared to rough it because they said, well, like electricity and all that other stuff might be kind of a luxury here. And here I am in this place where these people have everything set. They're still building it. It's so new. It has 12 bedrooms. And in that setting, I was able to meet people from New York, from Belgium, there was some kids over from Canada, and just this intermingling. And then I ended up seeing, going back to the selfie thing, I ended up seeing some of those kids at the Cambodian circus a week later in another country. So that was just that way in which the world is a lot smaller than we consider it. And there's always these moments where our paths weave in and out. It's just, how aware are you that these things are happening and
right.
And are you That's looking for point. The same? Are you helping them to happen? Or are you just so focused on your goal and your checkbox and trying to be a tourist and say, oh yeah, I went to that. It's like, yeah, but did you actually go? Did you actually experience anything
right.
there? Were you actually able to let go and just do something outside of your box?
So this has really opened up a lot of things for you, being able to travel like this. Was this a new way of travel for you, or was this also how you traveled when you went to Greece and all of the other places last year? What was it about going to this particular trip what was it that you had to overcome, I would say, for this trip to get to this place of where you can really be in that place of traveling with that open itinerary and sort of listening to your heart to know what place you were supposed to go next?
Yeah, I think I've always been really receptive to others. It's always been my thing, the gentle giant who people can tell actually listens and hears them. And yes. I'm ever curious, always asking questions and always looking for ways in which to grow and learn and just kind of, again, connect with others. And because everyone has a story and they're all beautiful, even the tragic ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to hear them. I love to let people, the thing I found that in Southeast Asia, this awesome phrase, same, same, but different. It's regardless of where you're from, we all have the same, you know, we all have different backgrounds. We all have the same wants, hopes, fears, dreams, insecurities. At the end of the day, people just want two things. They want to know they matter and they want to have a purpose. Without a purpose and without mattering, you don't have a whole lot to go off in this world. If you have those two things, everything else will fit in where it can. It's all gravy.
Yes.
And I think the big difference between this trip and the others was that I didn't have that safety net of relying on somebody else to take care of those things. I had to take care of myself. And the universe let me know that, hey, whatever happens, like going back to that panic attack, whatever happens, you're going to be okay. You're fine. If I absolutely had to, I could pay my way out of the situation. I could go back home. It would cost me, but I'm supported. I'm fine. And it turns out, once you let go, you're more than fine. You are loved and you are supported and you have so much at your disposal and so many people who want to share and who want you to experience these things and truly experience them from here and not from here, not off to some list, but from your own experience, from your own eyes, from your own meaningful connection to them.
Right. Oh, that's so beautiful, Mark. Thank you so much for sharing with us. We've got 1 minute before we go to commercial, and I just wanted to ask in this last minute, do you have any advice that you would like to give our listeners about traveling with an open heart and an open itinerary?
Sure. Just do it. Whatever your reasons are for not going, think of all the reasons to do it. To just let go, take that chance. Put aside all your inhibitions, realize that wherever you're going, you're supported, that it's probably not nearly as scary as you think of it is going to be, and that you're holding yourself back from so many things when you say no to that thing that's calling you from your heart. So just, whether it's a weekend getaway or whether you're going across the world, just try it and see what happens and write it down. Write down how it makes you feel. Just writing about going there, if that feels light to you, that's a good sign you should probably go do the thing.
That's awesome.
Please go do the thing for your own sake and for everyone else's, because you may have your story to share with someone that by not going, you're depriving them of hearing that, feeling, connecting with you.
Absolutely. Oh, thank you so much for joining us, Mark. Love having you on the show. I would love to bring you back because you have an amazing business venture that has opened up from this travel that I would love to share with our listeners. So you've been listening to The Charlene Hess Show. We are going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you. Discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion, Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, "give me the joy," make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Give Me the Joy Show, as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs, Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhorde.com.
Welcome back to the Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge. We have been talking today about traveling with an open heart and an open itinerary. And we just were finished talking with Mark Fleeg as he was sharing about his experience in Cambodia and Vietnam of opening himself up, really embracing the experience of being a traveler rather than a tourist. And I hope to bring Mark back on again some point and you can hear about his amazing business idea called Weightless Travel, where he shares about how to have weightless travel, not only in lighter weight backpack of what you carry with you, but also lighter weight in the idea of bringing your home with you. Instead, go and make home where you are. And so my next guest is a very, very, very special guest, Seja Day. Seja Day is actually my daughter. And I wanted to bring her on the show because she is a very experienced traveler in her young years. And she just took a 3-month backpacking trip through South America, starting in Colombia and going into Peru by herself as a 19-year-old girl. She actually turned 20 while she was traveling in Colombia. And raising Seja, have the experience of listening to your heart, because, that's like the name of my show, Living on Your Heart's Edge. And that's something that I really wanted to, really have her embody of what does it mean to listen to your heart. It is your heart that will tell you the truth where you need to be, of what you're doing, of where you need to go. And so when she told me that she wants to take a trip to South America with just her backpack and travel around, the mom in me was a little bit like, well, but wait, you should have a plan. Like, where are you going to stay? What are you going to do? And so she had this like rough itinerary of she was going to do some volunteer programs. And the more information she gave me, the safer I felt as her mother, knowing that she's going to be this young 19-year-old girl traveling alone. We had to actually practice giving her firm face so that she didn't look so open and inviting, because when you see her, you'll see that she's just this really sweet, open, inviting girl. And this was such a great lesson for me. Again, it has encouraged me to know that I can also trust that I can travel with an open heart and an open itinerary. And Seja has so many stories and amazing experiences that I can't wait for her to share with you. So please welcome with me, Seja Day. Hi, Saja. Welcome to the Charlene Hess Show.
Hi, how's it going? I'm happy to be here and so grateful that you're doing this show. And I remember the day you told me, and you're like, I want you to be on my show. I was like, wow. And it was just such an honor. And I'm so glad that you're here now. And I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. So Saja, tell us why South America? What was it about being a 19-year-old young woman? What was it about that made you decide, I'm going to go to South America and I'm going to go by myself?
Well, I mean, the thing is when I was about 14 years old, me and my best friend were joking around one day. We were like, we should go to the Amazon rainforest. And we were like, made this whole plan. And we were like, yeah, we're going to do it. And ever since then, I was like, wait a second, that actually really deeply calls to my heart for some reason. And so for 5 years, like from 14 to 19, I was like, all right, I'm going to go to the Amazon rainforest. And throughout my journey, I knew that I would learn about medicinal plants, and I knew that I would learn about the plants of the Amazon rainforest. And I also learned that I knew I was going to have some involvement in my life with journeying with sacred medicines that are native to down there. And so from all of my knowledge around those things, I just deeply in my heart was called, and a voice was telling me for years that I needed to go to South America, specifically, especially Peru.
Okay. And so when you decided to go to Peru, what was it that made you decide to go alone?
Well, when I traveled through Europe, I traveled with my best friend, and being that we were traveling together, it was like we had different things that we wanted to do and we wanted to have different experiences. Mm-hmm. And I knew that traveling alone, I would be able to have only the experience that I truly wanted. And I knew that I would be able to be on my journey and I wouldn't be brought off of my journey by anyone else trying to be on their own journey. And so within that, I knew that it was something I could do. I know I can travel alone, that I have before, and that I would need to do it alone in order to have the deep soul journey that I was seeking.
Right, right. So when you originally planned to go, you had set out a whole bunch of volunteer programs. And so when you went, you looked into all these different volunteer programs, like I was saying earlier, because that was going to make me feel better if I knew that you had a plan. And what were the volunteer programs that you were looking to do when you were in Peru?
Well, since I was 15 or so, I started making this big, long bookmark list on Google of like all these different volunteer programs of different things, like permaculture farms, planting trees, gardening, farming, natural building, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I had this whole list. And so I knew that I wanted to learn about plants and do natural building and do some farming. And yeah, basically I knew I wanted to interact with plants and learn natural building. And the reason why I was doing it with a plan was to please you. Because I was like, okay, mom wants to know where I'm going and what I'm doing. So I'll try and make a plan for her.
That's great. And so tell us a little bit about what happened when you got there and you realized that you were not going to go by the plan that you gave mom, that you were going to go with something totally different. And how is it that you were able to be open to these opportunities that came up for you to have some really incredible experiences? How is it that you were able to find something different?
Yeah, so I had got a Workaway account before I left, but I hadn't made my profile yet. So I was unable to actually apply to all of the places that I wanted to volunteer until I was actually there. And so the main place that I was wanting to volunteer in, it turned out they never messaged me back because I messaged them while I was in Colombia like a month before, but they weren't active on Workaway. And so I was like, oh, so the plan that I did have was falling through. But also, I knew that I didn't have a plan for my first month. It was interesting when Mark was talking about his anxiety on the plane. I had the same thing. I was like on my plane, like flying over Colombia. And I was like, holy crap, I'm in Colombia right now. Like, what am I going to do? And it definitely like took a little bit to for that to fade. Like even once I was there, I was like looking around. I was like, I can't speak Spanish. Where am I going? I'm in a city because, you know, airports are in cities. But yeah.
Wow. So I would love for you to share with us how it was that you were able to trust your heart and know where to go next when you were in different circumstances and situations.
Well, at first I had a friend who was traveling through Colombia and I asked her about a few towns. And so I went to the town she suggested. But after that, after about a week of traveling in these towns that my friend had suggested, I realized that I wasn't being fully fulfilled because I was just traveling and I wasn't truly integrating with the culture that I was in, let alone I couldn't speak the language. And so it was, I learned to trust my heart after I went through that period of feeling unsatisfied by like going with a plan. And I was feeling really unsatisfied just hanging around on the beach. And I was like, okay, I want to crack down and I want to like at least do some volunteering. So I'm contributing to the land that I'm on. And so I found a program on Workaway in Tenjo, Colombia, which is outside about an hour outside of Bogota on a permaculture farm. And so I found that. And after having my experience there, it was interesting. I found it on Workaway. Yet when I got there, the people who ran the farm had all the same spiritual and ecological concepts as me. And so after experiencing that, I was like, okay, I've got this. I can find a situation, go into it, and I know that it'll end up exactly how I need it to. And being about a month until I was going to Peru, I had about a month to figure out like, okay, this is my flow. This is how I hear the voices of where to go. And this is how I follow that. And when I meet people and they give me opportunities to follow them. And so to really listen and to be aware of my surroundings and to talk to the people. And if they offer me an opportunity to know if it calls to my heart, and to follow it when I hear it.
Wow, that is so brave. I remember, you know, different circumstances when I took my little trip to California. And like Mark said also earlier, was that just pay attention to the people that are around you. And when you interact with the people that are around you, it makes such a big difference than if you just have this tunnel vision. Mm-hmm. This is where I'm going. This is what I'm doing. But being able to just interact with the people around you and be open to what shows up. And like you said, something shows up and then you can just ask in your heart, does this work for me? Listen, being able to listen and trust that intuition or trust that calling. I'm really excited for you to share your story about who you met on the boat going down to going down the Amazon River. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to hear about meeting exactly the right people at exactly the right time, which opened up the most amazing experiences for you when you went to Peru. You're listening to The Charlene Hess Show, and we'll be right back.
Introducing The Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit The Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Machanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Machanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Machanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan, the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Welcome back to the Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge. We are here talking with Seja Day as she is sharing with us how she lives on her heart's edge while traveling with an open heart and an open itinerary. And that was really scary for me as her mom to be able to let her, I say let her, she's a young adult, she could do it anyway, but to be able to be okay with her traveling through South America by herself, backpack on back, and deviating from the original plan. And so one of my favorite stories that Seja shared with me that I would love for her to share with you is the story about the two people that she met on the boat going down the Amazon River, and how when she originally went over there, she went to study plant medicine. And she had this whole idea in her head of what that was going to look like. And because she was traveling with an open heart, listening to the people around her, interacting with the people around her, she got to have a very different experience, which was even better. Seja, can you tell us a little bit about what your original plan was, how it changed, and what that was like?
Yeah, so the truth is I didn't really have much of an original plan. I knew maybe I was going to do this workaway volunteer program on this farm, but really I went down thinking, yeah, I'm going to go to South America. I don't know what I'm going to do. I know it will involve plant medicine and I know I'll end up in the Amazon, but I didn't really have a plan. The only thing that I wanted to do was I saw that there was this workaway program and of a 3-month trip, I was thinking about maybe spending 2 or 3 weeks there. And I was going to be staying with this Shipibo tribe and I was going to be helping them in their botanical medicine garden. And I wanted to be learning about plant medicines from them. So what actually ended up happening is they never answered me back, but I happened to meet some other people on my journey who told me about a different tribe that I could go have a ceremony with. And I ended up going down on a boat down the Amazon River. It happened to be in perfect alignment with the time that I flew into Peru from Colombia. I met them in Colombia. And so I get on this boat and I don't really speak Spanish at all. And I'm the only English speaking person on the boat. And so I'm on this boat for a couple of days. It took me a couple of days to make friends. And eventually I started making friends. The first person who I made friends with was this young man named Davis, and I met him and he asked me what I was doing and I was like, oh, well, I want to come down to the Amazon to learn about medicine from the Shipibo people. And he was like, oh, I am Shipibo. And I was like, whoa. And so we became friends. And then, and he wanted me to come visit him in his village. And then later on, like a day or two later on the boat, it's a 5-day boat down the Ucayali River and through the Amazon rainforest. Absolutely beautiful. And I met this 75-year-old man named Segundo, who is so, so sweet. And I was talking to him about how I was interested in plant medicine. And he's like, you're interested in plant medicine? Well, I live in the jungle and I know all this stuff about medicinal plants and I want to teach you. And so I ended up going about a week or two after I met back up with him in Pupalpa. And we took another boat 2 days back up the river to Mauizo, which is the village that he lives in. And I ended up going, and I was, so he taught me all about the medicinal plants in the rainforest, everything he knew. And I took notes, we collected tree sap and tree bark, and I learned all this information with him. And then I went and I stayed in the village with Davis, with his Shipibo family. And I was thinking, huh, maybe I'll learn some plant stuff about them because they're natives to this land. And it turned out I actually ended up teaching them what the information that I had learned from Segundo about their own plants. So they had these ailments and there was some pink eye going on, and I gave a bunch of the little kids colloidal silver and cured their pink eye. And then they were asking me about other ailments that they had. And I ended up looking through my notes from my time with Segundo and telling them about the plants that they could go find on their own land to cure their ailments. So from this original plan of volunteering with this Shipibo tribe that I never got a hold of, and one town over, that was in San Francisco, a town, and the town that this tribe was in was San Salvador. And so I ended up going to San Salvador, and I was like, oh, maybe I'll learn, but I'm mostly going to visit my friend. And I ended up, instead of learning from them, telling them about their medicinal plants and helping them have the knowledge to cure themselves with their own plant medicine.
That is absolutely incredible. I love that story so much. It's like you went down with this idea that you were going to learn from the Shipibo people, that you were going to learn their sacred medicine, that they were going to be the ones that were going to teach you. And yet you came, and because you had this open heart and you spent that time with Segundo and you were open that you were going to learn the plant medicine from whoever was willing to teach you. And you took all of that information, and then you got to be the medicine woman in the tribe, in the village. That is absolutely crazy. I love that story, because it just really goes to show that when you are traveling with a plan, you have this concrete idea, you have this plan, and this is how it's going to work. And if you don't open your heart to be able to listen, to hear the calling, to be aware of your environment, to be aware of your surroundings, to change that plan, to be light and easy and go with the flow, then there's so many opportunities that will be closed to you. And if you open up your heart, you're going to be able to see amazing things that will happen. It's just absolutely, you know, I'm on this 3-week journey myself. I'm taking a 3-week road trip. I'm currently in Redding, California on a road trip heading down through California into the Southwest. And I have a couple of ideas of places that I'm going to stop, people I'm going to see. But when I booked this trip, I had no idea what was going to unfold. And since then, I have so many doors that have opened to me of amazing experiences. I'm going to be able to get my portrait done, a soul print done with Suze Alexandra, which is amazing woman that I also will be bringing onto the show. I was invited to a 3-day workshop that I didn't even know existed, because it's going to be in the town that I'm in exactly at the time I'm there. And there's so many different opportunities that open up. And so I just want to really encourage all of you out there listening. When you travel, trust that thing in your heart that says, let go of your itinerary, let go of your schedule, let go of your fears, of all the reasons of why you think you have to have it all scheduled and planned. Open up your heart and listen, see where you're led, and it can lead you to amazing places. Thank you so much for coming on the show today, Seja Day. It's been wonderful to have you on. I could have a whole show just dedicated to all of the amazing experiences that you had in South America. And here's a perfect example of somebody who is a young woman traveling alone. You know, all the fears and things that people out there put on you. Be safe, be smart, listen to your heart, and your heart will always lead you in the right direction. You've been listening to The Charlene Hess Show. Thank you so much for joining us. Live on your heart's edge. Thanks so much. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening to the Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge with your host, Charlene Hess. Tune in every third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Charlene empowers you to shed the layers of your ego and to connect to your heart so that you can live your calling and shine your unique divine light. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit CharleneHess.com. That's C-H-A-R-L-E-E-N-H-E-S-S.com. See you next time.